And when you're first sober, you probably have some tools like that that you use for motivation. And so, you know, you're having a crappy day, you're at the grocery store, you're looking at everybody else putting wine in their cart, and you think, I'm just going to put on my headphones and listen to 10 minutes of a sober podcast, because there's one where Belle talks about what to do when you're in the grocery store, and so I'm going to listen to that one. And then you get through the crappy time and you keep going. And I wonder, does it occur to you, and I'm just slow, does it occur to you to listen to something preventatively? Proactively. Because I think if we're looking for good energy every day, if we're looking for sustained, sunshiny motivation pouring out of our ass, we have to accept that that requires a certain amount of gas in the tank. Now, I don't mean that you need to read sober blogs 2 hours a day like you did in the first 30 days, at least I did. In the first 30 days sober, I was reading sober blogs 1 to 2 hours a day. If you're on day 200, 400, 600, 800, you probably don't need to do that. But if you did a little bit every day of something preventatively, I think you would have a better chance of sustained motivation than if you let your tank run out of gas and then filled it up. Do you know what I mean? Like, really? It's going to be like, yes, Alex, it's like brushing your teeth. It's like we have to get up every day and just brush our teeth because we know we feel better. It's like we brush our teeth so that when we go to the dentist, they don't give us shit. And so every day we can get up and decide that our motivation has been slightly depleted overnight with the sleep and we wake up kind of groggy. What's the thing we can do to bring our motivation back up? Now, sometimes it is something you do before you go to sleep, like meditate or exercise or have a bath. And then in the morning, sometimes it's coffee and running or exercise or something we do in the morning that helps us perk up, right? But I think as boozers, we are unfortunately used to a certain level of chaos, and we unconscious, and I say it's unconscious because I know that no one would do what I'm doing on purpose. No one would do this on purpose, which is let the tank run out, fill it up. Let the tank run out, fill it up. No one would do that on purpose, but subconsciously there's obviously some part of my brain that thinks that that's okay. And I'm specifically talking about writing in my case, but for you it could be, really, it could be motivation to be sober if you're listening to this on day zero, or motivation to stay sober if you're listening to this on day 50. And you think, what's the matter with me? Why am I broken? Why do I need a pep talk every day? It's like, are you kidding me? Have you looked at what happens in like a football coach, a soccer coach, a gymnastics coach? It's a bit of a tweak and then a go, you can do it.